Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and continue to look at the readings that the church gives us from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Been looking at it over the last couple of weeks. There's just so much gold here, and in some of the gospel readings as well. I'm grateful for the wisdom of the church to bring God's word to us with this kind of clarity. I want to pray today for all the priests who are saying Mass, you know, around the country and around the world, that you can preach with the anointing of the Spirit and power, that you can preach with confidence. And as St. Paul says, you know, convince, rebuke, exhort, you know, Paul said, just go for it. And the Lord give you words to speak in a way to understand and communicate these truths without compromise, with great courage, and that you would feel his pleasure and his joy as you do it. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your love. May the Lord continue to anoint and strengthen you. One of the things that's been so clear over the last few weeks is a set of themes that keep reemerging. And, you know, we've been looking at the Beatitudes the last couple of days, the life of Christ and what the Lord has called us to be and do, and ending with yesterday, the radical call to love those who hate us, to love your enemies. And Jesus is serious about that, and he wants to help us do it. And it's a triumph for him. It gives glory to him. It honors him if we can live that way. And I'm just thinking about where our culture's at. And it's such a culture of rage and division and anger. And in the midst of it is so much pointing going on, you know, pointing fingers. It's because of him. It's because of her, right? It's because of Joe Biden, or it's because of Donald Trump, or it's because of Nancy Pelosi, or it's because of this rich guy who did this. You know, there's always a reason for it. You know, it's the other person is the cause of why we're stuck in this. And it's usually a way of saying, well, I can't help it. You know, it's not my fault. It's just the way it is. That's not the way Jesus looks at it. Jesus wants us to look into our own hearts and to be able to be honest with him, with this one life that we're given. And he's asking us, will you let me help you? Will you seek me? Will you hunger after what I want you to hunger after? Will you walk out, you know, the first commandment in embracing the Sermon on the Mount, really, to internalize that? Will you let me help you internalize it? I've given you my Spirit, and I want you to be this kind of witness for me in the world. And are you witnessing for me? Are you living a life for yourself by your own design? That's always a tension, friends. It's really an honest one, and we have to admit it. I mean, just think about how many times listening to the news over the last number of months, you've either been filled with fear or anger, resentment. Maybe you cussed at somebody, you know, got angry. I can't even think about these people. They drive me crazy. And this hostility is growing in the culture. And all sides seem totally self-justified. You know, we have our reasons, and it's right to be angry in this kind of way. We have to come to Jesus right now. This is the one life we have to live, friends, and there's a lot at stake. And we need to come to Jesus now on our knees and say, Lord, I want your heart. I want to do justice. I want to do what's right. I want to love the way you want me to love. And I know you're not looking for me to have all kinds of the right feelings. You're expecting me to make the right decisions. And sometimes I feel like I can't do it, Lord. I don't want to do it. That's partly what's in me too. And just give that to Jesus. Just confess it. Say, Lord, I'm sorry that this is where I am. Please help me. I do want to walk in these few days you give me, to be a witness to you and to the Father and to truth and reality and justice and mercy, these things, and I want to do it. Help me. That's a prayer Jesus wants to answer. And he wants us to keep knocking. He wants us to keep coming. He doesn't want us to quit, give up, to back up. He doesn't want us to give in to the rage and the pain and what's ever there. He wants us to live by a higher power. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. And he wants to walk it out as children of God. You know, when earlier, was it last week, this week, St. Paul was talking about Judgment Day. He said, when we stand before the King and he will manifest the intentions of our heart. our hearts, right? The intention of my heart. And I won't be able to con him. I won't be able to hide it. I won't be able to prevent him from seeing the condition of my heart, which will be a reflection of what I chose in this life, what I wanted the most, what I valued the most. And it's not even going to be just the specific sins. I'm sure we're going to see on Judgment Day what the Lord wants us to see, but I think what those things are simply going to be is a manifestation of what I really loved and what I really intended, and then I'll be responsible for it. The scripture is so wise when it challenges us to think about that day. You know, there's two things in your future that are absolutely certain. You're going to die, and you have a meeting with a person. And in that meeting, we'll give an account of our life. If we live and die in Jesus, nobody does it perfectly, but if we do, if we live and die, having sought him with all our heart, sought forgiveness, Jesus throws away, you know, all that we repent of genuinely from our hearts, Jesus throws it away in the sea of forgetfulness. That's why we have the sacrament, confession. And he'll remember it no more. But if we disregard the radical lifestyle that he's calling us to because we have other motives and other intentions and other interests, that's all going to be manifested before him, and nothing can be hidden before the eyes of him, St. Paul said, to whom we must render an account. It's really meant to focus us and help us see what this is really all about. You know, today's reading, one of the readings, St. Paul, is from chapter 9 in Corinthians. He's talking about the gospel, the good news, you know, this gift of mercy and the call that we all have, and his particular call as an apostle. I just want to read some of his words. You can just see the mind of an apostle and the mind of what the Lord wants to produce in us. He said, "Brothers and sisters, if I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me, and woe to me if I don't preach the gospel." That's a great line to remember, just to kind of put in your mind, woe to me if I don't preach the gospel and how I'm living my life. And that's, you know, we've been talking about the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount, living that out and helping people understand why you live it out and sharing with people the love of your life. This is what it means. This is what the gospel means. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel in words and deeds. If I do so willingly, I have a recompense, but if unwillingly, then I have been entrusted with a stewardship. He said, "What then is my recompense? That when I preach, I offer the gospel free of charge, and so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel." There's a fair amount that Paul's saying there, but I wanted to move on down here where he's talking about running the race. He said, "Do you not know that the runners in a stadium all run in the race, but only one wins the prize? So run as to win. Every athlete exercises discipline in every way. They do it to win a perishable crown, but we an imperishable one. Thus, I do not run aimlessly. I do not fight as if I were shadow boxing. No, I drive my body and I train it, for fear that after having preached to others, I myself should be disqualified." This is a beautiful image of an athlete. You know, you think about the many athletes we've seen. Maybe you're listening, you're an athlete, continue to be one, and the price we pay, how we discipline our bodies and focus the mind and all the energy that it takes to become a winner. The world loves winners. You know, we honor winners, and, you know, there's something really noble about hard work toward that kind of goal, and it's great to celebrate with people who achieve these goals. And Paul says in the Christian life, how are we living it? Are we couch potatoes? Are we just kind of drifting along, or are we disciplined athletes, that is spiritually? Are we focused? Are we running so as to win? Are we taking into account the seriousness of the relationship that we have with the Lord, what we've been brought into? Have we pursued his teaching with single-minded, single-heartedness? Are we passionately desiring in this moment, in the circumstances we're given in life, to be able to witness to him? And Paul said, remember, the day's coming. You're going to meet the Lord, and you're not going to get a perishable crown, but an imperishable crown. The Lord of heaven, you want to hear the voice of the Lord of heaven that says, well done, good and faithful servant, come and inherit the kingdom. It's challenging, friends, isn't it, to keep our minds on that, you know, set your mind on things above and to direct our will toward it. There's so many things in this world we feel like we have to keep our mind focused on. We do. There are certain things in this world, but we do it in him and through him and for him, and we fulfill those duties and responsibilities. But then there's a lot of sideshows that we're tempted to go after and to be focused on and that we pursue and we value. And we set our mind and heart on it. Sometimes we really go after it. We really go after goals like pursuing financial goals or pursuing things we want to accumulate in this world or whatever. And sometimes some of that is to the good, but many times it's distraction. And what gets put aside is what Paul's saying here. And he's really raising the question, are you running so as to win? Are you hungering and thirsting? Are you seeking to devour the Lord's word, the teaching, the kind of things that he's been bringing to us, the hard words that the Lord's been bringing to us, you know, in the Gospels these days we've been reflecting on together? Are we really seeking to make it all the way to the end? We know that in many areas of, again, Paul's sports image here, that if we don't train the right way, many of these things, we're not going to make it all the way to the end. Are we doing the daily disciplines each day? I'm going to begin my day with prayer, or maybe that's not the good part of the day, but am I going to set aside a time each day where I'm going to pursue solitude and silence, and I'm just going to listen for my Lord? I'm going to listen to the Spirit of God who wants to teach my spirit that I'm a child of God, that God is my Father. I want to hear the voice of my Father. I want to hear the voice of the Lord. I want to bring before him, you know, my sins. I want to bring before him my longings. I want to bring before him my affection for him. I want to grow deeper. I want to receive my marching orders from him. Fight for that, friends. Don't give it up. That's a spiritual athlete who does that. Practice his presence throughout the day, different times. Just quietly remember him, speak to him, look to him. Love his word, grow in your capacity to lay hold of the word of God and chew on it and draw from it the life the Lord wants you to have from it. Fellowship with others, come into accountability, share your life with other people. Don't hide anything from the Lord. Bring everything into the light. Engage the Lord's mission, as Paul's talking about here. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. It's an absolute fact that every single one of us who are baptized into Christ are called to be communicators of the gospel in how we live and how we speak. Witnesses. Not everybody's supposed to be John Paul II or Billy Graham or whatever, or have a radio show. We're just meant to share and to live the life of Jesus, to bring people into it and help people understand why we live the way we live. You don't have to go on a street corner and shout. Some people are called to do that, but not everybody is. But you are called to witness, and it's difficult now, but boy, will you be glad both when you do it, but also when you meet the Lord and you're willing to acknowledge him and talk about the love of your life with other people when the time is right. Lord, help us all do that and to run so as to win. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.